Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Country, I'm here.
Hi, hello. Country boy. Hi, Derek.
How are you?
Good, how about you?
Good.
So Kurt had some family and personal business to take care of, so he called me and I'm doing the show for him today.
Yeah.
And so today Kurt's named his radio show, The Guiding Light with Kurt. And it takes a spiritual journey for your heart, mind, and soul, and how to tackle things that happen in everyday life. Derek, I'm going to mute you because you got a lot of background noise. So today we're going to talk about how to get through the tough times. When you have all this stuff going on in life and you tend to forget that you've been there before. Give me 2 seconds. I get everything pulled up. There we go. So I always like to start with a blessing and an inspirational quote. And this one comes from Psalm 107:19. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. We weren't just thrown on this earth like dice tossed across a table. We are sovereignly and lovingly placed here for a purpose. And God has given us a purpose for our existence. A reason to go on, even though that existence includes tough times. Living through suffering, we become sanctified. In other words, set apart for the glory of God. And we gain perspective, we grow deeper, and we grow up. Another one of my favorite quotes for this type of deal is from Martin Luther King Jr. And it's, we must accept the infinite disappointment, but we must never lose infinite hope. Which, as you know, is hard to do. You know, when you're dealing with a lot of stuff, and a lot of things keep going wrong, it's hard to have that hope and have that faith. And you just got to remember, you know, one of the big things is that even the bad times, even the bad things will come to an end. Not as soon as you may want them to happen, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, whether it's good or bad, it doesn't last forever. When a situation is troubling for you, it may seem as if it will never end. But that's just a subjective and a distorted perception, which means it's just the way you're looking at it right now. Our minds tend to expand more towards the negative things and focus on the negative things as they happen. And as it appears, like, they're going to be going on for a lot more than what they really did. And if they will continue to go on for a long time. Nevertheless, even the worst kinds of situations end at some point. And sometimes you need to do something to make them end or hurry that moment. Other times they'll just simply wither or die in their own. And all you can do is give yourself an instant motivation boost and have patience. The best motivation boost you can get for yourself is pray. You know, you're looking for direction on how to handle that situation. You're looking at how to deal with things. You know, first instinct is usually to pray. Pray for wisdom. Pray for it to end. Pray for how things should be. You know, in our house, we subscribe to this channel called PureFlex. And I can't remember what the movie name of it was called, but it was it's a Christian channel where you can watch TV shows and movies, and it's all family friendly. It's all clean. Most of it's faith-based. And there was a movie we were watching last night, Family Time, and it was about a girl who prayed from when she was very young. And God never answered her prayers the way she wanted them answered. And she was writing these books and she wanted this big book deal. And because he didn't give her that book deal, she showed up at church and basically yelled at God. Well, God decided that he was going to turn around now and grant every wish all at the same time. And as she walked out of the church, her life changed instantly. And she learned to realize by the end of the show that the reason why God didn't grant her those wishes is because that's not the life she really deeply wanted. You know, just because what you wish for and pray for at that time, and you don't think that he answered that prayer for you, doesn't mean that he's ignoring you. It just means that he's got a better plan that you don't know about yet, because he can see down the road farther than we can. You know, the next step is, you know, overcoming those challenges. That you look back when it's hard to look back when you're in the middle of something. And, you know, you've been through all this stuff before. You know, things have happened and you've gotten through them. And looking back and remembering that, you know, this is not the hardest thing you've ever done. It may seem like it at the time. You know, a good example is for me, you know, 17 years old, I left my house, graduated from high school, and joined the military. And going from high school to boot camp was the scariest thing I've ever done. And you look at, you know, all the challenges that you go through, the sleep deprivation, the being out training in the rain. This is before we changed to see you actually trained in the rain then. And going through these towers and going through all these different challenges in life, and you wanted to quit. But when you finished and you did those sit-ups, you did those pull-ups, you climbed those walls. And the only reason I even made it through was because of two of my buddies that I still talk to this day. You know, you have the different size walls you got to climb, and wind up smacking my knee into one. And two buddies of mine, one, his name is Ward, and the other one is Ewing. One grabbed me by my pants hoops, where your belt goes. And the other one pushed me and shoved me and flipped me over the wall. And it was so funny because no one knew who this kid was until, like, second to the last day before the end of boot camp. Well, it turned out that his uncle was Heinz Ward, the professional basketball or football player, and his dad was Ward, the professional basketball player. But he wanted to do this all on his own. He didn't want to go through life because of the name he had. He wanted to be able to challenge himself and get and beat everything by himself. And we have lots of callers, so who has anything they'd like to add to that? And I am not hearing anything. Hang on one second. All right, can you? Can you? All right, I am not hearing anything. Okay, can you hear me? I am not hearing anything. Let's try this.
Hello, hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello.
Now.
Oh, well, how? I didn't know if... I thought I came in late. Hello, how are you? I'm a friend of Ron's and Linda's, and I might have to have the pleasure of meeting Linda quite yet, but I'm a listener, and I'm a learner, and I'm just listening, and I was waiting, excuse me, on, I didn't think you were, you know, really asking, so, hi, how are you? I'm listening, I'm so far, your voice is nice, and I don't know who you are or your name because we came in late. So to introduce yourself, my name is Kim. My niece is on the line as well as we come to listen to the shows and learn what it is we can learn and share whatever it is we can share. And so we just popped on in and just listening. Listening, if you want to hear Victoria,
yes,
you can introduce yourself, and then you can introduce yourself to us. We would love it.
No, I was having a little bit of technical difficulties at first because I couldn't hear anyone talking. I got it all working now, so we're good. I'm glad to
hello.
Meet you. Hi, Kurt. Normally this is Kurt's show, but he had some stuff to do, so I ran with him today. Kurt, we're talking about finding your inner strength. And how I will read you the verse and
okay.
Overcoming challenges. All right, so it's Psalm 107:19, and as they've cried out to the Lord in their trouble, he saved them out of their distress. We weren't just thrown on the earth like dice, tossed across the table. We are sovereignly and lovingly placed here for a purpose. God has given us a purpose for our existence, a reason to go on even though the existence includes tough times. Living through suffering, we become sanctified. In other words, we set apart for the glory of God. We gain perspective. We grow deeper. We grow up. And we're talking about overcoming challenges. Unless you want to change it, I'm more than welcome to.
No, I can only be on here for a couple of minutes. I just want to say hi. But I believe your inner strength is like a battle between your subconscious and your conscious mind. But if you have God on your side, your inner strength is, nobody can touch it. And that's where I believe that we must teach people who think they don't have inner strength, that they do. Just go to the Lord and he will show you your inner strength to battle any kind of challenges you have in life. I'm having challenges now with a family member, but we brought it to God, and God's showing us the way to accomplish these challenges that are facing my son and everybody else. And that's a very good subject. I really like it. I have a lot of issues.
You were the inspiration for the topic today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. But I know it's tough, but you have to just take one step forward. And thank you for everybody thinking about me and my family. I appreciate that.
Kurt, I've been talking about you too, this country boy.
Hi, country boy.
Hey, sir. Me and Ron had a conversation about you the other day. If you was Nike and show up to the show, Nike would say something like, just do it. But when Kurt shows up to the show, he can say, been there, done that. May not be able to tell you everything that works because my life's purpose is a little bit different from yours. So I may not be able to tell you everything to do, but I can tell you what not to do.
Right.
So what most people don't understand about life, even when they're a child. See, when I was a child, I never thought as a child. I hung out with old people. I was a little short, fat, chubby one that got bullied, but I knew where babies came from when I was 5. I delivered my first baby when I was 12. I learned how to cook, clean, sew, wash. You can't think of anything that you can do in the house that my grandmama didn't take the time to teach me. Now, I'm going to throw you guys a curveball. I'll give you the end of the story at the beginning of the story. So let me spell it out for you. Let me say that part one more time. All things worked together for the good for those who love. See, that's elementary.
Yeah.
But what happens in the process is when you graduate your verbiage before you graduate your spirit and start running around with your chest all poked out talking about I can do all things, you stopped through Christ.
Yeah.
Through Christ, through Christ who strengthens you. Because, see, I'm talking about the divine creator of the universe, the one that designed all of us, so unique that there's no one in the world like you. So what happens in the process, he told you right up front, where you are weak, I'm strong.
That's awesome.
But, see, I want to give you something called faith. Faith is never faith until it's tested. So if you don't learn what you're supposed to when you're in the third grade, guess what happens, Kurt? You have to go through the third grade all over again. Watch this. There's a lesson. In every blessing. And if grow when you're testing your faith, God will say, well, he didn't learn what he's supposed to learn. Maybe I need to send him through that again. What goes around comes around. What you put in there, you get back out of there. What happens? Here comes a curveball again. What happens when you wrote it down, made it plain, you had a covenant for the one that created you says, write it down, Kirk. Write it down, Mary. Get your vision board, Irene. Write it down, and I'll make it plain, and I'm going to take you through the process of getting you the desires of your heart. But let me tell you that there's going to be some trials. Yeah, some tribulations. Yeah, we ain't even talking about Job. I'm talking about Mary. I'm talking about Kurt. I'm talking about Country Boy. Why? Because there's certain things that you have to go through in order to be able to grow. And if you're not growing, you're dying. Anything that doesn't grow dies. Anything that doesn't grow dies. So God says to Mary, I'm going to land in just a minute. He says, I'm going to take you through a process. Yeah. Life is a journey. It's a process of things that you have to know, because he could put you on an elevator and zoop you right to the top. Then if you don't learn what you need to know in order for you to grow to the top, then you won't be able to keep it when you get there. Oh, right. And guess what? It will abort you of having something called appreciation. It'll have you to abort thinking it was just you that got it there, because while you was in the elementary, grow up spiritually, you have to learn in elementary 101, Kurt, that it's not about you. Yeah.
Right.
There has
right.
to be something in one's life that's bigger, bigger than them,
right.
and again, and not about just you. It's your thing. Do what you want to do, as long as you bring me some glory over here. I'm a jealous God. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'll give you all that stuff. I'll give you, I have houses on 1,000 hills and cattle. And matter of fact, I got the whole world in the palm of my hand. Here's the last part, and then I'm going to stop. Just in case you guys didn't know, I was telling a friend of mine before my father ran into my mom in an accident, collision, head-on. It wasn't head-on, but it was a collision that brought them two together. He ran into her in a storm. Yeah. My father met my mama because he ran into her car in a storm. Before my mama knew that that was going to be my baby's daddy, before she got through the first trimester, before you was born into the world and didn't even know your own name, just using Jesus to claim the fame, before there was a New Year's, before there was a month, before there was a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, before there was a night or a day, before there was a watch or a tick or a talk, I just wanted to remind you. He says, before, I knew you, Mary. I knew you, Kurt. I had plans. My granddaddy showed up and says, you can't control what no one else thinks about you. You can't control what no one else says about you.
Right,
you can't control what no one else does. You can only do what you do last 40 seconds. So, this I knew you before. I just wanted you to know that that's God speaking now through Country Boy. He's the controller. I have plans. You have plans. God has plans. Whose plan are you working? Are you working your plan? Are you working God's plan? Are y'all working together? Are y'all in a conspiracy with each other? Are y'all playing tug of war? One's worst enemy is one's self. Are you having a fight with yourself? What have you been telling yourself? Can you do all things? Can you? Here's the last one. Kurt, I'm landed. Watch this. I'm the little train who thought I could. I think I can. I'm building up some steam now. Ron Clayton just sent me some more help. I think I can. There comes Mary. There comes Rick. There comes Glenn Kane, Todd Gunn. I know I can. I got a group of people around me now. I'm in business for myself, but I'm not by myself. No, you're not by yourself, sweetie. Last one. Because it's a blessing. to be. Shakespeare put it in a riddle, gave it to Hamlet, to be or not to be. Are you to be a blessing, or you've been sitting around waiting for somebody to come and bless you? Did they not tell you that you are the blessing? That ain't nobody, we say, ain't down here in the South, ain't nobody can do what you do like you do when you do what you do. And we, I said, we, oh, do I need to bring my translator in here and say, we, yes, 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 we can together. Back over to you, Mary. Back over to you, Kurt.
That's awesome. I have to say, Mary, I have to go now, but it was really a pleasure for me checking in. And I want to welcome everybody who's on the line to just be yourself and look at your inner self and say, I can do this. I encourage anybody to say that, I can do this. So I want to go on that note, and I will call in Mary's show on Wednesday. And really
okay,
appreciate what you're doing, Mary.
Thank you, sir.
All right,
what you
later.
Do, sir.
I will.
If God be for you, Kurt. Who in the world would stand in your way, sir? Do what you do, sir.
That's true. Take care, guys. God bless.
You too, Kurt.
So, Mary, I heard some female voices out there. Who else is on the line with us today? Somebody's going to shout out, I know, right now, because your spirit just jumped up and turned the cartwheel and said, yeah, I can do that. Who was that? I heard you.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, hi, I'm Victoria. I'm listening in, and I was trying to get in on a beautiful conversation about strength with a beautiful woman just left. I found the scripture, Philippians 4:11, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So, you know, for all of those who don't think they have the strength, we know that with him that dwelleth within us, strength is all we have through him and his name, his mighty name. So, yes, we can do it. And, yes, we do have the greater strength within so that we can exercise it without. I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Let me test you. Let me test you, Victoria. Here comes it right back at you. What happens, one, when one tries, if you don't first succeed, try. Victoria, get right back up, baby. As long as you get knocked down, if you look up, if you can look up, you can get up. Get up, Victoria. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. And Victoria spent 10 years, no, 15
yes.
years. Now it's 20 years, and she still ain't crossed the finish line yet, but she didn't give up. She ain't no ways tired. She's getting ready to get her second win. She's got, but she's still believing. She's still knowing in our spirit. She's still trusting in our heart that I can do this. I can do this. Victoria, what happens to one when one doesn't quite exceed that expectation point, reach that goal on those human deadlines that we put on ourselves? What does one tell oneself in order to keep that motivation, in order to get that second win so you don't throw in the towel? What does one do when you haven't heard from God in a while?
Wow, that's a good question. I would just say, you know, Christ said to pick your bed up, so just wherever, just be ready to move. Sometimes it takes a long time, but on our human time, but his time is always on time, so...
So should we kind of just draw a cliff note right there for everybody and let know that our time is not the divine creator's time, but guess what? Every single thing that he designed has a time. Oh, who was it? Oh, wise man Solomon, who says for everything there, you just read it. There's a time for every purpose under heaven. My grandmama spoke up and said, country boy, it's a blessing to be a blessing. But if everybody could bless themselves, then we wouldn't need each other. Just go ahead and wave a wand over yourself, and if you're not too selfish, take your selfish button off of it and sprinkle your family.
Well,
if everybody could bless themselves when they wanted to and needed to, there would be nothing called faith. Faith is
Country boy, let me double dutch with you.
Yes, ma'am.
To get in, like you got me on fire. I'm the queen. You know, Ron just he renamed me for some reason, so I'm a roll with the title. He called me the queen, so I'm Victoria's honor. I went to Grover Cleveland in Buffalo, New York, so I wear a queen title. This is what a compliment of it all, but I stand here, do believing that I am a queen within myself. I want to jump in on that self motivation. I'm 60 years old, and I started my journey at 3. So I want to say to any listening audience that when he asks what will one do or what did I do to keep me motivated up until the day, because I feel being on this line is a true awakening blessing for me and my path that I started so long ago. I think, too, that the motivational thought that one should have is always to know that you will never reach God's goal. He is infinity. He's forever lasting. So whatever you do, like for me, he's first in everything. I think my love for him got me on the line, and also our invention that we come with, as I spoke with Ron, we'll mention that later. I don't want to move too fast on my new family of board members that I'm jumping all in, Country Boy. You know, we've been all on your website, of course, because I'm interested. I'm in love with you guys, and I'm hoping that I bring something and we bring something in our energy that everyone can fall in love with as well. I, too, want, before I can pass the mic, if I can have a chance, I want to pray for Mr. Kirk. I heard you crying at the door. You said my family member needed prayer. And Country Boy comes from a grandmother, and I'm sure she's a prayer warrior. I mean, I got chills feeling her come through him as it's real. Sound like my great-grandmama, Blackfoot Indian, who also was a midwife, and she delivered us and removed webs off of our face, as she called them veils for one to see and hear spirits. So, Mr. Kirk, if I can exercise that which is in me, may I ask the Father to please answer your prayer. I hear it in the trembling of your voice, Mr. Kirk. I love you. And let this love that I have for prayer, in believing, there's nothing like Country Boy said, if you want anybody to tell you anything, tell yourself, look in that mirror. And don't you give us nothing we can say today. There's no prayers I can lay down to make man individual reach a point where they can be self-sufficient, where we can talk about ourselves. That's what I love about the line, because, yes, of course, I want to be self-sufficient. I want to be all of that. This line, the hope line, says this is what they do to help you do that. Well, God has sent me here, and let that just happen, because I have a lot to offer. Mr. Kirk, may God, Yahweh, in his holy name that most of us is raised to call him Jesus. I'm okay with that. If we have Allah on the line, may you join into the prayer. One thing about the queen, she don't come separated, and you must see me as a rainbow of people, because I am. I come in all languages, all sizes and colors. I don't do fat, skinny, brown, black, happy hair, white hair. I don't do none of that. I will not do that. Mr. Kirk, may the purity of this prayer go and reach the ear of our Almighty Father. I need him to uplift your family member right now so that this vibration that I'm sending out is received and testified by you, that the Almighty One that we all seem to know so well, stand with me inside this spirit. Ron is one amazing man, because he's a man that picks up on golden goose spirits. I feel I'm one of them. Now I'm a rich one. Why? Because I run around with Kirk, Country Boy, Ron, Rick, Mary, and Linda. That's as much as I know right now. And the sweet lady that took over. I don't know who she is. Queen, I would love to continue to talk to you. Thank you for giving me this time. And may God receive that prayer in his holy name. Amen.
That's received. But see, what happens in the process, my grandmama, like I said, she's full-blooded Cherokee, 103 before she died. She calls it interceding. Everybody does not have the power, excuse my French, based on their spiritual growth level, to intercede for someone else in prayer, because what happens, and excuse my French, I'll just kind of be raw today. My spiritual grandfather, T.D. Jakes, told me a long time ago, country boy, you're a prayer warrior. But I just want you to know that if you start praying for Mary and start praying for Lynn Kane and Ron and Rick and a whole team of people, what you just did is you invited yourself to go deeper in the hell. You're telling the devil, come on, I can take you on. Hit me with your best shot. I ain't scared of you. I wasn't born with a spirit of fear. Do you know who you think you're messing with? You're messing with the divine creator's child who has no fear of you. But here's what happens in the process. My buddy Einstein showed up and said, the mind is the most powerful force on the universe. Somebody needs to please mute their phone.
We just
now I'm getting a double, triple feedback. Please hit your phone, mute your phone. Call's being recorded, and we want to make sure and have a nice, real clear. And when you get ready to speak again, just unmute yourself. But my buddy Einstein says, and I quote, Your imagination is a preview. Pre means before, view means to see. A preview on what's going to happen in your life. Just my imagination, once again, running away with me. Grandmama was, I was out there on the big morning, on the big rock, sitting on the water tree. She said, country boy, who are you today? I said, I'm going to be Flash. She said, why are you going to be Flash, baby? I said, I want to run around the world and bless people and be back before sundown so I don't get no spanking before dinner. Who are you today, country boy? I'm country boy, the spiritual ninja. So what happens in the process is Joel Griffin came out of nowhere. Yes, he did. He came out of heaven, and God just placed him here on earth and says, look, this is what we're going to do. He's gone now, but he told me I could call y'all what I wanted to call you. I'll call you super friends. Yeah, super friends. We're super friendly. We're super kind. We work together to help bless humans. Time. Yeah, he's taking the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and he's allowing every single person to love their very best. Yeah, one nation under love. One nation under love. You mean it doesn't matter what language I speak it in? Nope. Doesn't matter what part of the country I'm in? Nope. Doesn't matter. Yes, nuts. Yes, it matters. It only matters if you believe. One must believe. If we got believers out there, then here's the last part. We're starting a revolution. Yeah, we're starting a revolution. Lynn Kane calls it the kindness campaign. Just treat people the way you want to be treated. Country boy says, do unto others before they do unto you. Be nice to people. Give people some hope. Give them some love. Guess what happens? Yeah, it comes right back to you. Joel Griffin calls it a cycle of appreciation. Here Mary comes from nowhere, gets introduced to the panel. 2 weeks into being introduced, she has her own international talk show. Then all of a sudden she says, don't worry about it, I got you back, but I'm going to stand in front of you. I'll take the show over for you today and do it if you can't be here. Do y'all understand? Are y'all picking up what I'm putting down, that we have enough love amongst us to change the world and turn it upside down? This is what's happening with this synergy that we have amongst each other. We got the hope, collection, faith, family, health, hygiene, housing, different types of businesses, anything that you're going to be able to need, anything that you want to be able to hope for. Last one, Mary, and then I'm going to stop so I don't just hog up the show. I just want you guys to know, in case you don't know, if you know better, you can do better. So let me break you off a little something. Hope is the grandfather. Oh, excuse me, Mary. the Mother Nature, if I may, for that little mustard seed that they've been calling faith. Faith is the substance of things hope more. If you have nothing to hope for, then you don't even need to activate your little mustard seed. I hope Ron is good. This woman just came on the national airways and says, I'm claiming it right now and covenant in his blood. She didn't say all that. I'm just kind of adding that. You know, we're claiming victory for Kirk right now. What demon wants to come up? Do y'all know I'm David's little cousin? Who's going to defy the almighty God? Okay, Mary, I'm done. Come down now. I'm not going to preach. I don't have a church. The church is in me. Do you see what I see?
So, on the matter of strength and overcoming obstacles, not everybody knows I have two autistic children. And one is high functioning with anxiety issues, and the other one was nonverbal. Now he's talking and self-regulating. And so we hear we have the largest free county fair in the Midwest. And so we took my kids, and here's mom, packs her backpack full of sensory items, calm down tools, everything you need to go to the fair. And we went through the fair. It was loaded with people and it was chaos, but my children did not get overwhelmed. They did not have a meltdown. They were calm through the whole thing. And each got to pick out a toy afterwards. But, you know, mom wasn't sure if I wanted to go because I didn't know if I wanted to deal with that. Because a lot of times when we go to these events and go to this stuff, we're only there for 5, 10, 15 minutes. And is it really worth packing their stuff up and dealing with all the stuff to bring them there, turn around and come back home 10 minutes later? And dad talked me into going, and the kids talked me into going, and ended up being really good. Now, just having faith when you kind of forget about it sometimes, when, you know, you anticipate things that don't always happen. Just having that patience.
Cliff notes for you guys. Mary, y'all might have come in or just heard a portion or just heard a little section. I introduced Mary as having her own show, but Mary just explained to you that she is a mom of two very, very, very special children. There's a lot of moms in America. My mom raised 9 kids by herself, so I know what it is. Happy Mother's Day, by the way, Mary. I didn't think I ever heard you say, go away, I don't feel like being your mom today. So what happens in the process is Mary has joined forces with the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule and the Surges and all the different businesses that we have, all 7 mountains of culture. We're armed and extremely dangerous that the world is not going to get no better if we just let it be. We got to change the world, starting with you. And me. And Mary says, okay, if the amusement parks don't have this, we'll get them. We're not talking about ramps, y'all. We're talking about the re-education of the children in America. Don't be running around here talking about the children are our future, and we're not willing for him to do anything to save them.
Country boy, you know, I'm looking at the clock, and you know what, country boy, I'm going to need for you to design, please. I don't know where you at in location, but it's going to be necessary that you and Mary, I'm my spirit is young. I'm going to need to see your face. I don't want to go no picture. I haven't been on websites. No. And let me quickly say to my Queen Mary, let me tell you something. God gave me a baby at 41. He belonged to my cousin. She was on drugs real bad. The baby was born without an esophagus. He had a hole in his stomach and a hole in his neck. The doctor said, well, that's all we can do. That's all we got to do it. Long story short, I would like to meet with you and help share this testimony that you can put in your organizational mental health of helping these children and show them how faith walk do work. How my baby is 20. He's so cute. Oh, he loves the father. He plays basketball. He has a little bit.
Ma'am, I appreciate your energy. I'm probably the rudest person that's been on international talk radio, but I was right in the middle.
Listen.
I was right in the middle of telling a very powerful story about we already have established. You can get my phone number and call me anytime. Anybody on the knee knows Country Boys that eat before the Equalizer. But I was headed to a very point. Nobody really knows what Mary is doing. And the thing about it is we was doing it 20 years before Mary showed up to do it with us. The foundation that Joel Griffin has set for us and our new president, Ron Clayton, who you know now very well, Ron and I go back 20 years too now. We're not just working in one area. We're not just building ramps. The rules, we're changing the rules. Now when I say re-educating our children, no one until we tell them knows that we have 12,000 different careers that people can get from the convenience of their own home. I just got a 15-year-old that she wanted to come to school here in Atlanta, Georgia, and go to Morehouse College and pay $108,000 a year to get a medical career. She could do that and spend $200,000+ in 2 years of her time, but the 15-year-old was able to go to our website and do the course in 20 hours. And we're able to pay $169 and write it off on our taxes and get our money back for being a blessing, for being able to put somebody's child through school. 30 years I have AtlantaChildren.org. We have the second largest not-for-profit organization in the southeastern United States. 90% of the kids come through our program are foster kids, time to 3 to 4. Time to reach 12 to 14, they've been to 6 to 8 different foster homes. Now they're 12 through 20 years of age, no high school diploma, no GED, and 38 counties don't want them. They send them to us. So we have programs. We have new training facilities. We have a lot of things that we're opening up and offering through the Hope Foundation. So if you need to put faces with it and all that kind of different stuff, you're more than happy to be able to do that.
Hey, come here. Hang on, Country Boy. Someone wants to say hi.
All right.
Hi.
Hello. Is that my dinosaur man?
No, it's... the angel from the clouds is what she says.
Oh, that's the angel.
I went and I said to the baby.
What? Okay, Ariana, that's Country Boy. Can you tell Country Boy what you pray for 6-7 days a week, 6-7 times a day?
I think I went for the puppy.
She's praying to God every day for a baby brother or sister, and now she can't decide what she wants, so now she prays for both.
Wow, watch out now. Might be some kids in the oven. In the bakery. The sterile mixture. Hey, listen. Mary, let's see check the time, Mary. We got...
You got 9 minutes. Yep.
Okay, listen, you guys. Going to open up the lines again. If you have background noise, stay muted if you can. Mary, there's some people out there that's going to want to talk to you. They already have the number for the show before we shut down right fast. Mary, if there's anybody you want to give in contact with you, I want you to give them a shout out and give them your phone number, Mary. You know we got your back. We're going to trace your call if you don't say stuff that's good. And then I'm going to give you all my phone number. So if anybody has questions for Country Boy, don't ask me what I think unless you want to know the truth, because I'm operating out of 100% truth over here. And everything that I tell you is documented. So if you want to go check the facts, But we're operating with the truth. When the truth shows up, it has the power to change what's been written. That's what we're doing. I have 14 projects going on right now that eyes have never seen and ears have never heard of. Doesn't mean it's not being going down, so it's going down over here. So go ahead, Mary. Give them your phone number, Mary, and then we'll open up the lines for a few minutes because I'm pretty sure somebody else has a shout-out.
Yes, so feel free to call me at any time, and my number is 507-338-3725. That's 507-338-3725. If I don't answer right away, I'll give you a call right back.
And country boy, I'm always talking. I call everybody back for every reason on the planet. My phone number is 770-203-7534. 770-203-7534. My real name is Brad Dorsey. No one calls me that. Nobody that knows me knows my real name. By country boy, but I answer the phone country boy. Give me a call anytime. Go ahead, Mary. Open up the lines.
Up, the lines are open, and whoever wants to say. Anyone have anything they want to add before the end of the show?
Well, no, I just want to thank you for the opportunity. I'm glad the Spirit led me to come in and grace His Spirit as truly His Spirit on this line. So thank you. I am just glad I had the opportunity to come in. Thank you, guys, for allowing, open up your lines to us, to me. Victoria's on the line. I have each of your numbers, and I am going to be following up on those numbers. Thank you very much, Mary. I can feel your spirit for the children. It's beautiful. And country boy, let me tell you, those Indian grandmothers, they leave a mark. Everybody have a blessed day.
Awesome. Thank you, Sharon.
And I will be on again Wednesday at the same time, same place. And we're going to actually discuss hypnotherapy and what hypnotherapy is, how it can help you, and all the myths and facts behind it. I'm a certified hypnotherapist, and also a buddy of mine is a certified hypnotherapist.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Hi, Mary. This is Victoria. I just wanted to come in and read a scripture, if you don't mind.
Okay, if you're near a TV or something, this device, turn that device on or move it while you're getting feedback. Okay, that's better.
Okay.
Go ahead, sweetie. Go ahead. And we always welcome scripture, y'all. We believe in it. That's our spiritual warfare.
Excuse me.
Oh, go ahead.
I had it.
Does anybody else want to say anything while she's finding the scripture? Because we only have like 3 minutes left.
While we're waiting for her, we'll summarize what talked about today, and it's just finding your inner strength when things happen, things go bad.
I'm not going to
found it?
You lost it. I have the scripture here, and it was
all right,
talking
make sure
about
speak up. You kind of got
healing.
Get a little bit
healing.
Closer to your phone.
Okay,
you're
so here it is.
Now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, it was Jeremiah 17:4. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. And that's what I wanted to read. Excuse me. Praise God. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that with us, baby. Because, again, we know that there's a lot of people hurting across America. One thing that we try to make sure and do is we always talk about positive stuff. When we're talking about the re-education of our children, we're also talking about the re-education of us grown people, if I may step on a few toes. When I said earlier, what are you saying to you about you? Because of the media being what it is and one of those high mountains that we not quite overcome. Let me just drop this real quick. Spiritual fast for 5 years and didn't tell anybody until you showed up. If my whole family called me, somebody please hit mute on your phone. I'm getting feedback. Please hit mute on your phone. Everything I'm saying is coming back. It's kind of like the law of the universe. Somebody please hit mute on your phone. Please. Thank you. It's kind of like the law of attraction, the law of the universe. But if one's inner self, one's inner conversation, again, what are you saying to you about you? That inner conversation plays a major, major part of your breakthrough and where you are, regardless of where you are. It's no surprise to the divine creator. But if you're still talking about the corona, if you're still talking about the disease, if you're still talking about the monkey fight, if you're still talking, whatever comes out your mouth is what you're feeding. So now it's not like we're walking around naive. My best friend says every morning when I leave the house, I leave already prayed up, armed and extremely dangerous. But I'm not operating out of the spirit of fear. I'm operating out of the spirit of caution because I'll slay demons on the spot. So I just want you guys, Whitney Houston says, the greatest gift of all is the love inside of me. Divine Creator told me I had to drop y'all one last cliff note, so I had to go on. I died for the sin that you ain't even done yet. People look at me, cut the ball, y'all. I told them, give me some time. I can come up with some sin that ain't even in the Bible. Computer love. 33 years ago. Is this you I see on my computer screen? Are you my computer love? So what we have to watch, you guys, what are you saying about not just your surroundings? Don't get caught up in that world stuff. What are you saying to you about you? Can you do all things? Are you supposed to be a lender and not a borrower? Are you supposed to be blessed and highly favored? Are you supposed to have exceedingly and abundantly more than you can imagine? What are you saying to you about you? So we talk to people every day about news, N-E-W-S, that you can U-S-E, yeah, news that you can use. If it ain't good, my granddaddy say, you have a right to remain silent. So when I talk to Mary every day, and I'm going to stop right there, Mary, I always say, hey, Mary, how are you, sweetie? Tell me something good. And Mary says, country, I got something good to tell you. Back over to you, Mary.
All right, that's all our time for today. Tomorrow is Traveling with Rick Reese, and on Wednesday it'll be me. And I look forward to talking to y'all on Wednesday. Have a good day. Have a good week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Mary. Thanks,
bye.
Mary.
Say bye.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. Same time, same tomorrow.
Thank you. Will do.
All right, young ladies, talk to